These last few Sundays, Jesus has been preparing everybody, talking about him being the bread of life, about eating his body and drinking his blood, talking about the Eucharist. And the Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox have maintained this ancient faith about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But during the Protestant Reformation that took place in the 15th, 16th century, different groups stopped believing in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. For example, like Martin Luther, John Calvin, Thomas Cranmer, John Knox, these and other reformers started their own church, breaking away from the Catholic Church. It was during this period that different Protestant denominations began to appear, like the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, and so on. The Puritans, who arrived in the shores of Massachusetts in the 1600s, which the Americans called the Pilgrims, were a spinoff of one of these Reformed groups. In all these Christian groups, they continue to celebrate some form of communion in the Sunday worship, at least once or twice a year. But none of them believed firmly and clearly that Jesus was present in the Eucharist. This is something that they lost along the way, that whoever started their denominations did not feel important. They all thought that Jesus was only speaking symbolically when he said in today's gospel, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. They looked at it as a symbol only. But it's interesting that Jesus mentions this in the gospel 7 times. So how can it be just a symbol if he mentions it 7 times? And in the gospel, he tries to explain it in two different ways. He uses 2 different verbs. The Greek word phago, which means to consume a meal, and then after that, further down in the gospel, he uses the word trago, which means to gnaw, to crunch, or to chew as we eat raw vegetables. Jesus tried to explain to them that the Eucharist is something that he wanted everybody to do, and he showed that at the Last Supper. If you remember the Last Supper, he blessed the bread and distributed it. He blessed the wine and distributed it. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. He didn't say, oh, this is symbolic, or when you feel like it, do it. No, he said, do it in remembrance of me. That's why Catholic Church and the Orthodox maintain that the presence of Christ is in the Eucharist. A while back, they took a poll of Catholics, and 50% who answered this poll stated that they had questions on the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. 50%. Do they doubt it because when they receive communion, they don't feel Jesus' presence, his love, his healing power? Or is it because of lack of faith is that they don't feel his presence, his love, his peace? We have to look at ourselves and honestly say to ourselves, how do I feel when I receive Jesus in the body and blood? Do I truly receive his presence, feel his presence in there? Jesus has said many times, your faith has saved you. During the gospel, he says to many, your faith has saved you. But do we have true faith in the Eucharist to be saved in order to obtain everlasting life? Or do we go through the motions of coming and just receiving and say, well, what do I have to lose? Do we really believe in what's happening? You know, the first person to receive Jesus is the first person to give Jesus. That was Mary, his mother. When she became pregnant with Jesus, she was the first one to have Jesus inside her. And when she gave birth to Jesus, she's the first one to give Jesus to the world. There's a church who has a tabernacle. A tabernacle is where the gold one there, the consecrated host is kept. A tabernacle of the Blessed Mother pregnant. And when you open the door of the tabernacle, it opens the door to her stomach, where the consecrated host is in there, showing that Mary carried Jesus in her. And with the disciples, after Jesus was taken to heaven, she enjoyed breaking the bread and drinking wine, celebrating in remembrance of Jesus? And if his mother felt that way about her son, shouldn't we feel also? Now, to the Eucharistic ministers that are here, when you give the body of blood, and you say the body of Christ or the blood of Christ, your face should show that you believe in what you're giving, that you give it with reverence, so that the person receiving it can see that you have belief in what you're doing. And those who come to receive communion or drink the blood of Christ, when they say body of Christ, the blood of Christ, you should say amen. So the Eucharistic minister can see the faith you have in what you're receiving, that you truly inside believe that the Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Because how can we go out of here receiving communion and still go empty? Because when you receive communion, when you leave the church, you're leaving with Jesus inside you. You're not leaving alone. So you have to remember that. When you receive communion, say amen. You don't have to scream it out, but say affirm amen. You know, some people, when I give the blood of Christ, they say thank you, or don't say anything. And I wait for them to say amen. I want to see in their face that firm belief, that they really believe what they're receiving. And after receiving communion, when you go to your pews, think about what you have inside you and thank God for receiving it. Thank God for the blessings that he's going to give you, for the faith that you have. You know, honor Christ in you after you return to your pew. Let him know that you believe in him, that you have faith in him, that you believe in his presence. Sometimes we have a lack of knowledge because we don't understand things. After communion, someone's going to speak about the small groups that give teachings about the church, about the sacraments and things like that. It's going to be like one day a week for an hour and a half, different days of the week, something where you can learn more about your faith so you can understand it more. Maybe that's something that some of us need. To know God more, we have to learn about him more. So maybe some of you would sign up after Mass and join one of the small groups to learn more about faith. Today, when we receive communion, remember, say it with strong faith, say with belief, amen, and with reverence, receive it. And this way, you can go home with God. Now, for those who don't receive because maybe you didn't go to confession or for whatever reason, God respects you when you don't receive it, when you know you're not prepared to. He respects that. But while you're sitting there and others are receiving, you can ask to receive Christ's spiritual communion. Ask him, though I can't receive you physically, Lord, enter me spiritually until I can receive you physically. Pray to God. You're here. He's here. Talk with him. Listen to him. And believe in him. Let us pray. Oh God, we ask you to multiply our faith, to believe in the presence of your Son, in the body and blood that we receive today. Help us to grow closer. Help us to profess our faith with a strong amen, Lord, and continue to bless us and take care of us as we do your will on earth. Amen.